راديو رياض Kingdom of Saudi Arabia presents glimpses from the life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, a program prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabbas. A series deals with the personality, characteristics, and the conduct of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, Most Merciful. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What did Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, like of this world? All praise is due to Allah, the Almighty, and may Allah's peace and blessings be unto His slave servant Muhammad, His honored family, and His rightly guided companions, and unto those who sincerely followed their footprints. Dear listeners, I would like to welcome you again to another in the series of glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. In this episode, we would like to relate to you what did Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, like of this world. Ahmed, in his book Al-Musnad 3128 and Al-Hakim in his book Al-Mustadrak 2160, reported that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, three items were made likable to me, namely, caring for women, perfume, but the utmost pleasure of my eyes is definitely salah, prayer to Allah the Almighty. This is a great statement that needs an in-depth elaboration, but as we are not at liberty to elaborate, we would only touch on some of the principal and essential points of this in this statement. Socially, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was inclined to take care of women and love them, as they are throughout the history less capable of taking full care of themselves, even if they became queens and rulers. They still need a man to take care of their personal needs and protection. This is one of the main reasons Allah knows best why Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was made to pay a special care to women through his life. Smelling nice and liking perfumes is also a decent attitude that many decent and normal human beings like, or rather prefer. It is not the exaggeration and overabundance that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, liked. He was moderate in all his affairs. Smelling decent is an item that makes people attracted or attractive to others. Thus, we notice that these two items are normal attractions for decent people. The utmost pleasure of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, however, was placed in the manner of his communication with the Creator, Allah Almighty. This is an item that could be observed and maintained by a super godly man whose desire is to please his Lord as much, and it is much more preferable to him than satisfying his own personal earthly needs, wants, and desires. Similarly, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, is reported that he once explained that few of the natural personal hygienic activities for a decent human beings are as follows. Removal of pubic hair, pulling out or plucking the underarmpit hair for both genders, males and females. Trimming the mustache hair above the upper lip in order not to contact the food or drink for the male, and the proper cleaning of fingers, knuckles. Proper cleaning of anal after discharging feces is also another natural personal hygienic activity. Clipping off the fingers and toes nails periodically is another natural personal hygienic activity that Islam called for and insisted on doing by every Muslim male and female. In fact, both male and female Muslims are equally required to observe the above-listed practices and commonly and comply with them, as encouraged by Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, statements and actions that have been noticed in his life and throughout his life. Both Muslim husbands and wives, especially, are urged to maintain the observation of such list of natural personal hygienic activities. This is based on the interpretation of the verse of the glorious Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, the Kahf, 2:228. Wives are entitled to the same that they are requested to do of good deeds and practices. Ibn Kathir commented on this verse as follows. Husbands are required to speak gently, reverently, and lovingly to their wives. Husbands are also required to do the best they can in terms of actions, dress, appearance, and attitude towards their loving wives. Each person is required to do as he can afford, not more. As a husband likes his wife to do, behave, and act for him in order to please him, the husband is required to do the same for her. In fact, Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, commented on the same verse as follows. I truly like to look my best for my wife, exactly as I like for her to appear to me as well. A woman approached Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, seeking divorce from her husband. Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, called the husband in order to cross-examine him upon his wife's request for divorce, with the hope that he can make up between the husband and his wife. Upon the arrival of the husband, Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, noticed his poor appearance, unkempt hair, bushy beard, untidy clothes, and realized why the wife sought divorce from him. Upon that, Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, advised the husband to cut his hair, clip his fingernails, change his clothes to better and decent ones, and come back to him. Upon returning back, having fulfilled what Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, ordered him to do, the husband looked totally a different person. Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, hinted to the husband to hold his wife's hand and walk away. The husband did as he was again commanded to do. His wife, unknowing who was that man due to the tremendous changes that occurred to his appearance, was baffled. She was under the impression that the man approaching her was a totally stranger. She addressed him saying, "Glory be to Allah Almighty, what is the matter with you? Why are you holding my hand? How dare you do something like that in the presence of the Caliph?" But as she realized that the approaching man was in reality her husband, she walked away with him. Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, posed, O men, this is the way you should treat your wives. By Allah, wives, like for them to look their best, as husbands like for their wives to look their best for them as well. Imam Ibn al-Jawzi advised Muslim wives as follows. A wife would gain excellent position in the heart of her husband by maintaining a good grooming appearance, a decent manners, provided that the husband is satisfied with her beauty and good morals in the first place. A wife should learn what her husband likes of her ornaments, types of clothes, hairstyles, and wear them in an appealing form to both of them. A wife should be careful not to let her husband see anything that he dislikes, such as bad odors, dirty and untidy place, unkempt hair, inappropriate clothing, or the like. Good grooming is required from both husband and wife in an equal manner to maintain good marriage relationships. A smart wife would attempt her best to entertain her husband's needs in order to help maintain a good marriage and good family as well. This is what Islam encourages and calls for, and this is his practice throughout his life. The Prophet of Islam maintained what best home and family lives in the history of mankind. He practiced. He admitted there for their wife. He looked his best for his wives as cautioned women against neglect their duties their husband and he first hit his whole and do the same. That what we should do throughout with our family members. Told. We should follow pattern lies message peace be upon life attitude conduct and practice if want success in this life and in the hereafter. God willing, in an episode so we will continue with you more of the glimpses of the Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, in his own home and with his own blessed family. With this, we come to the end of this episode. Until we meet again, I bid you farewell, and special thanks to our engineer, sound engineer, Mr. Khalil Al-Isa. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Radio Riyadh presented glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabas.